Welcome to episode 12 of On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. A great show in store for you today as we take on all sorts of different styles of music, as you would expect from WNCW. We get a return from Jeb Loy Nichols, who's been out of the music scene for a number of years. We get to some jazz from Paris Combo. We go down to Australia for a double album from Casey Chambers. As usual, we feature a regional artist, one from North Carolina, and bluegrass from the Snyder Family Band. We've got a segue of the week that goes back to the era of cassettes. And you're a DJ for a day, where I get to talk with WNCW's Joe Green about some of the key differences between commercial radio and public radio and how they get the music on the air. It's a great discussion. I think you'll like it. Let's start off with this one from Jeb Loy Nichols, his new album Country Hustle, and the tune That's How We're Living.
That's how we're living. show you what we've been fighting about. Why can't we just be friends in this love affair, my baby? We all know but we don't say nothing. We all talk but we don't say anything. Why can't we understand love can be a friend? Hear me. Let it pick you up when you're giving up. Love understands. It won't tell you lies, looking in your eyes. Oh, baby, hi. Can you tell me what we're fighting about? Can I tell you what I've been thinking about? Why can't we understand? Be a friend. Oh baby, oh baby. We are tall but we don't say nothing. We both know but we don't say anything. Why can't we just be friends in this love affair? I hear me. But we don't say nothing. We are tough, but we don't say anything. Why can't we understand love can be a friend? My baby, my baby. We all know, but we don't say nothing. We are tough, but we don't say anything. Why can't we?
That's a six-piece band from New York. It's called The Big Takeover, and their tune, Love Understands. New one is called Silly Girl. It's built around Jamaican singer Nene Rushi. Members of the band, they all met in college around 2007, and influences like The Specials, Toots and the Maytals, Bob Marley, Amy Winehouse are on their list, and they collectively write all of their tunes, kind of starting from the bass line and going forward. We're really liking that one, as well as Jeb Loy Nichols, who hasn't had a record since 2012. It's called Country Hustle, and That's How We're Living from Jeb Loy Nichols, who was born in Wyoming. He has lived in Wales. I think he is back in America now, and he dives into reggae and all sorts of influences. I remember his band, Fellow Travelers, from the early 90s. I think that's all out of print. I never can find that in stores anymore, but we are very happy to have this new one from Jeb Loy Nichols. Now let's go out to Colorado and change gears with this one from the band Tarka. Thank you.
je me souviens que je partais sur les chemins chiffons, naïvement noué en baluchon. Je partais sur les chemins dont le dessin, le tracé formait un rond. Il me ramenait chaque fois.
Got a drummer from France, an Australian trumpet player, a bassist from Madagascar, and a Mediterranean guitarist. They call Paris, France home. That is Paris Combo and Je Suis Parti from their new one, Taco Subo, the vocals of Belle Duberry. She also plays the accordion, and they've been around for a long time, for over 20 years now. Ahead of that, the band Tarka, and that's spelled T-A-A-R-K-A, and the tune Retreat. From their latest, it's called Fading Mystery. They're originally from Portland, Oregon, and formed around the husband and wife team of David Tiller and Enyan Pelta Tiller. David plays mandolin and electric guitar. Enyan plays violin. They were in Lyons, Colorado, where I think they're based still, and they lost everything in the catastrophic 2013 floods. And they say that it strengthened their commitment to each other and to their music. Well, we seem to be jogging all over the globe in this episode of On the Way Up, so let's continue with our trip down under and the latest from Casey Chambers.
Just like a child, you've made up your mind. You make it look
so long that I'm barely breathing. Tell me something hard to hear, scrape me off the ceiling. When I go, I'll be gone, worried and be wasted. Clap your hands, here I stand, on time we chase.
Thank you. There's an old man sitting in a rocking chair. He got the best beagle dog in the county, so I'm told. But his shotgun got a little too rusty, and the beagle dog done got a little too old. As he stares up into heaven, well, I'm sure I know the reason why he's thinking all about that promised land and them Blue Ridge Mountain skies. And it's a lonesome feeling in my mind, a feeling I can't seem to leave behind. Carolina's where I'm at, and I'll always hang my hat under those Blue Ridge Mountain skies. Under those
from Lexington, North Carolina. That's the Snyder Family Band. Samantha, Zeb, and their dad, Bud Snyder. Fiddle player Samantha started taking lessons in classical violin. She writes many of the songs. Guitarist Zeb was also classically trained, and he's won a lot of guitar championships. Their father, Bud, is the bass player, and their mom and little brother join in occasionally as well. And that was a cover of the Marshall Tucker Band's Blue Ridge Mountain Sky, from the Snyder Family Band's album, The Life We Know. Ahead of that, one of our favorites at WNCW, the Steel Wheels. They are back with Wild As We Came Here. Well, the story on this record is that the band had been touring with Josh Ritter and became friends with his producer and keyboard player, Sam Kassirer. And they asked Sam to produce the new album and recorded it in his home studio in rural Maine in an 18th century farmhouse. And they rarely left the property during the recording process except to go hiking. The Steel Wheels and that tune, Scrape Me Off the Ceiling. Wild As We Came Here is their latest. Casey Chambers, she's a number one hit in Australia with this new double album called Dragonfly. That was Ain't No Little Girl. One of the discs was produced by Paul Kelly and the other by her brother Nash. Now it's time for a DJ for a Day. Do you know how the music that you hear on the radio actually gets put on the radio? Here we are at another DJ for a Day on WNCW's New Music Podcast, On the Way Up. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by another Joe, Joe Green, who you know from all parts of our programming mix. He is on Morning Edition. He is a regular host on Going Across the Mountain. He is the Merlefest Radio Hour host. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Well, thanks, Joe. Glad to be here. And I'm the guy that's always the other guy. That's that other guy on everything. I'm just kidding.
Today, I wanted to dive into some of the key differences in the way that radio stations make up their programming. How does their music mix get on the air? Now, for you that might not know, WNCW is old school. It is positively quaint in some circles because we actually take CDs and mix them on the fly, basically from the DJ's discretion. They're pulling from a roster of artists that are new in rotation, and they're going to core iconic artists, and they're mixing that up a lot like a chef makes a dish. But in other stations, maybe not so much. Increasingly, these days, commercial stations or even public stations, they will have things more or less preordained. So that mix is more like a set menu, and you're just kind of coming in and talking every so often. Joe, you've got a lot of experience in both public radio and commercial radio. Can you inform us about what is called voice tracking?
Oh, voice tracking. Yeah, I've done a little bit of that. What happens with voice tracking is essentially is the music is programmed into a hard drive, you know, at a radio station. They've got a music director, program director. They've set up the music selections for that day. You as a personality, you look at that, you know where your talk breaks are going to be. And so you sit down and you just record your talk breaks. You may or may not be able to hear the actual music that you're talking about, depending on the system that you're using. but usually you don't. It helps to know the music, because that's the way you, I guess you could say, put yourself in the mood. So what you're essentially doing is doing your talking between the songs as a separate computer file, actually, and it's programmed in just like each song is programmed in to the appropriate spot. So someone say, we're here in Spindale, North Carolina. You and I could voice track for a radio station in San Francisco. It goes over the magical interwebs and to somebody else's computer, and they drop it in.
These days, WNCW is also kind of a throwback in that most all of our shows are hosted live, however, not all of them. And it's funny to notice how sometimes people will think that a host is live on the air when really they're not. The way we're doing it is kind of old school, too, because we're recording things in real time. We're not doing that voice tracking. So you've got a host that is in a control room, like a production room like we are right now, and they're going through in actual time and mixing the songs together and recording that and putting that on the air.
Right. Well, that's the way Merlefest Radio Hour is done. Some people know that and some don't. I do not do the Merlefest Radio Hour live each Sunday. It's pre-recorded. Part of the reason I do that is that I use a lot of live recordings that were captured at Merlefest. So they are not saved files or songs and, you know, in somebody's format. You sit down and you put it together as a package, always keeping your timing in mind of how long you have for the show. And so it's much easier, makes for a smoother show. But you know, Joe, if it sounds live, part of it is because every now and then us radio announcers, or hosts, as we call them here, make a few little mistakes. You stammer, stutter.
No.
Yeah. And as long as it's not too egregious an error, I'll leave it in because it adds to that live sound, that immediate sound. It's not, everything's not crystal perfect, you know. Sometimes you can fool some of the people, but the important thing is that the music is there, the program is there, and the host is there, and what he's saying is making sense with the music that you're hearing. It just helps us to package that together, and it saves actual, you know, working time.
So on one end of the spectrum, you've got radio stations that are almost fully automated, and they may have live hosts doing drive time. They may have the morning crew and the afternoon drive time crew being live and not much else. The opposite end of the spectrum is a station like WNCW that's live almost all the time into the wee hours of the night, you know, sometimes 20 hours a day. We've got live hosts. There's kind of a middle ground with music scheduling software, and we haven't quite gone there yet, although I often like the idea of being able to have this. It could be very useful at times. Music scheduling software will pull up songs that are supposed to be played in rotation and so forth. So it's a bit of a kind of a crutch or an aid for both the programmers and the host on the air to have something ready for them at any given time.
In theory, it keeps things focused. You know, you're focusing on the music that is your format. On the other hand, it takes away some of that spontaneity and a lot of the things we enjoy here at WNCW. The hosts here craft the show. You know, they probably pre-plan some of the things they're going to play. I know you guys, you know, we all do that. I do that for Going Across the Mountain. But there is some spontaneity involved. You play a song and it kind of gives this vibe, or there's some sort of theme in it, and you go, well, I want to, you know, this song over here would be a great song to put in behind that, you know, and it may not have been a song you'd originally planned to play, but we have that freedom because we don't use that music software.
There's a kind of a cultural difference between these two worlds as well. Sometimes I like to think that the commercial radio world looks at WNCW like it's an old Norman Rockwell painting, and sometimes the... We kind of are. But then the WNCW folks, those diehards, sometimes look at the commercial radio world like it's some kind of vending machine, and the twain shall never meet.
Well, you're right. And in some ways, they are correct about that. You know, I spent many years working in commercial radio. I have an affection for it. But in some ways, especially today, it is a vending machine. I mean, a lot of stations are just jukeboxes because there are some stations who have announcers. Some of them are voice tracked. Some of them are live. But then there's some stations who really have no announcers at all. The music plays and promotional things play and commercials play and all that sort of stuff. But they really don't have an anchor. They don't have a host there that's actually, as we used to say back in the dark ages, jockeying the records. And that's become very, very prevalent today in commercial radio. And I think it started off as a way to save money, but it's just become a convenience, I think, for them. And they feel like some of the listeners, especially listeners who have gotten, you know, experience with satellite radio and things like that, where they don't want to be, you know, bothered with a host. But I think predominantly people like to have a personality there, a person talking to them. And as we as hosts, we talk to a listener. We don't talk to an audience. We talk to you, the listener, right? But a lot of stations, they don't have that dimension at all anymore.
As we've gone along and the technology has progressed, we've become more and more reliant on it, to the point that even here at WNCW, if the internet fails, then we can't run a lot of programming that we're used to running, because our own system, even though the server is in our building, it's dependent on the internet. I remember a story about a Charlotte radio station years ago who had their automation system conk out, and the DJs were literally going out to their cars to get CDs to play on the air because they had nothing to play on the air. They were literally going around asking people if they had a CD.
Because a lot of stations, as they've been taken over by bigger companies and things, they've jettisoned any libraries that had been there. Station probably changed format since they had an actual library there to play. So there you have it. You're stuck with nothing. That's like when everything went digital, and we're pretty much digital now. Everything's computerized. Stations held on to what we called cart machines. Everything used to be on cartridges, and they held on to those things as a fallback if the almighty computer failed. So they held on to these libraries of music on cartridge tapes, and of course now the CD, we fall back. We don't fall back. We use them all the time. But a lot of stations, you go in, there is no CDs in the control room, or very, very few, and they're only for dire emergency. But I like the fact that we still play a lot of our music from CD. In fact, most of it.
Yes, we do.
And you know, the hard drives are nice. You know, a lot of studios you walk into, everything's on a screen. Your music list, your songs are on a screen. Your log is on a screen. Some studios have 4 or 5 computer monitors in there with everything on it. Things that if there's a host that they're going to read, and all of the songs. And we have software like that here. We just don't use it in that capacity, right? I mean,
what we do is called Live Assist. So we can choose from these songs and play them and the announcements and underwriting sort of things as we work it into our regular mix. And rarely we'll go to full automation with a show like the World Cafe, for example.
Well, that's, yeah, and that's automation, but it's not literally automation. Like if we set our computer loose just playing songs that we have stored in it.
Yeah, we don't do that.
We don't. And I guess we could maybe with some more, you know, preparation and whatnot in our computer. But we can play, you can do a whole show here with songs that are stored in the hard drive. But I guess we prefer to still use, you know, a great portion of that from CD and play some from the hard drive. We have quite a few songs in the hard drive, right? But I mean,
and then more and more nowadays, you can't get certain things on CD, or it comes out ahead of time as a download.
That's right, right. Places like AirPlay Direct, that's where a lot of radio stations get things from. But you know, we could automate, which, you know, and it would require voice tracking, probably, if you wanted to have the music hosted, anchored, or however you want to put it.
Well, there you have it. DJ for a Day, a little look inside the record industry with WNCW stalwart Joe Green. Thank you, Joe.
Stalwart. Joe has a great vocabulary, folks. That's why he's a boss.
There goes the last DJ. What he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey.
You know, I couldn't help but go with Tom Petty to bookend that edition of DJ for a Day instead of our usual instrumental bed. I always like the opportunity to play Tom Petty about any time. Okay, now we go into the wee hours of the morning here at WNCW, our ARC overnight programming with a selection, one of our favorites, Black Angels. And they put on a fantastic show. Death Song is the new one, and this is the tune Currency.
Capital, that's water to a stream.
That was Paul Kay and the Weathermen and the tune Capital, Capital with a K, from their disc The Blue Sun. Goes back to the early 90s. Paul Kay and the Weathermen had a lot of social commentary in their music, especially about predatory financial structure in our world. So there you go. And that synced up, at least thematically, with the Black Angels, the tune Currency from their latest called Death Song. That's the Austin band who wrote the songs on this album during last year's election and say that all that anxious energy produced some of the heaviest music of their career. You can hear that on these airwaves late night with your host Rob Daves on Arc Overnight. I am your host Joe Kendrick. It has been a great time for another edition of On the Way Up. Please support the artists that you hear and enjoy here. You can always support WNCW as well. Anytime, you can go to our website and become a member at wncw.org. Email me with your thoughts and suggestions at my address, joek@wncw.org. And you can also catch me on Twitter at WNCWJoe. We'll let Eliza Lynn take us out with our theme song, Sing a New Song. And I hope you can come back here next time.
Sing a new song. A new song.